Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we turn our attention to your word, we pray that you'll give us understanding.
And the
hearts to follow your message this day. We thank you for it, Lord, through Jesus. Amen. Amen. Later this summer, August 1st to 2nd to be precise, Toronto is scheduled to host the International Flat Earth Conference 2019.
今年夏天呢, 8月1号和2号, 多伦多会主办2019年的国际扁平地球大会。
Yes, indeed, folks. There are people living today who believe the Earth is not a globe.
是我们今天还有人相信我们地球并不是一个球体。
It is flat like a pancake.
他们认为我们地球像一张饼一样是平的。
It belonged to what is called the Flat Earth Society.
这些人他们还有一个扁平地球协会。
Now, there are not many of them.
这样的人并不是很多。
Just about everyone knows the Earth is a globe.
绝大多数的人认为地球是一个球体。
And they laugh at the flat earthers, ha ha.
那我们会觉得这些相信地球扁平的人很可笑。
Well, if you ask these people, how do you know the Earth is a globe and not flat, they will happily point to so many pictures we have taken from space of the Earth showing a globe.
那我们说为什么大家相信地球是圆的呢? 那我们可以看到很多的卫星图片可以显示出来我们地球是一个球体。
But of course, 65 or 70 years ago, before there were artificial satellites, we had no such pictures.
但是我们想一想,在65到70年前,当人造卫星还没有升天之前,我们并没有这样的图片。
That may be in the lifetime of some of us here.
那时候我们中在座的有一些人已经出生了。
So interesting, if you ask these people who say, of course, the Earth is a globe, if you ask them, before we had pictures, how did we know?
我们问问这些相信地球是圆形的人,你怎么知道呢? 他们说会有图片,但我们想一想,在我们没有这些图片的时候,我们如何知道地球是圆的呢?
And most of them can't give an answer.
大部分人好像没有一个答案。There
were ways to know, but most of the people do not know them.
我们有其他的方式可以证明地球是圆的,但绝大多数的人并不知道。
They do not believe the Earth is a globe because they examine the evidence.
所以我们说这些人虽然相信地球是圆的,但他们并没有看到直接的证据。
They believe it because that's what they've always heard and that's what everyone around them believes.
因为我们周围所有的人都相信地球是圆的,因为这是我们一直听说的,所以我们相信地球是圆的。
Is that a wise way to go?
这样的做法明智吗?
To not examine the evidence?
如果我们不看事实的话,
to just go with what everyone around you believes? Of course, it doesn't matter when it comes to something as trivial as the shape of the Earth.
It
won't really affect your life if you stupidly think the Earth is flat. But what if you do this with something important?
但如果是非常重要的决策呢?
What if you do this about God?
如果你对神也是同样的看法呢?
Just about everyone knows that the Earth is a globe.
每个人都知道地球是圆的。
But not everyone knows that the triune God of the Bible is the only true God.
但并不是每一个人都承认我们圣经中的三一真神是唯一的真神。
There are more than 1 billion people out there today who believe that Allah is God and that Muhammad is his prophet.
我们世界上大概有
More than 700 million people believe that Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu are the key three gods.
那有7亿人是信印度教的,
who are actually an illusion.
那其实这只是一种幻觉。
The only reality is Brahman, the impersonal god force.
那印度教讲所有的这些神都是一个幻觉, 唯一的真神是Brahma, 他是一个 一种力量。
More than 300 million people follow Buddha.
还有3亿人是信佛教的。
And many of them believe that Buddha is a god, even though Buddha said there is no god.
那这些人相信这个佛祖是唯一的神，但是佛祖的讲经他说没有神。
Why do so many people have so many different ideas about God?
为什么这么多人有这么多不同的信仰呢？
I think it's for the same reason as we looked at regarding the shape of the earth.
就像我们看地球的形状一样。
Most people just believe what they've always heard.
大部分人他们所相信的就是他们经常听到的。
They absorb their beliefs from the people around them.
他们周边的人都是相信这个的。
Most people don't consider the reasons for what they believe.
大部分人他们并不想一想为什么要信。
They just believe it.
他们就相信了。
And furthermore, they are not interested in looking at actual evidence so that they may know the truth of a matter.
也许他们并不在乎这个事实，他们并没有想去看一看为什么要相信某一个东西。
And that is wrong.
这种做法是错误的。
And dangerous.
很危险。
And potentially fatal.
甚至可能是毁灭性的。
This morning, let us look at a fellow who was not like that.
那今天我们来看一看圣经中提到的一个人，他不是这样做的。
A fellow who did care about evidence.
这一个看重事实的人。
And he did alter his view to fit the facts.
因为证据，他的想法也改变了。
A fellow named Nathanael in our reading this morning.
那这个人叫拿但业。
Nathanael was a Jew.
拿但业他是个犹太人。
An Israelite.
他住在以色列。
Living in Israel in the first century AD.
他是公元后一世纪的时候住在以色列这个地方。
Now at that time, Israel was conquered territory ruled by Roman overlords.
那这时候以色列是被罗马人占领了。
The people were oppressed and in distress.
那罗马人是对待以色列人并不很公平。
And they were putting their hope in God's promise that he would send a Messiah.
当时的以色列人他们相信神给他们的应许，神会派一个弥赛亚。
It says a Hebrew term in Greek, it's Christ.
那弥赛亚在希伯来文中它的意思是救世主基督。
They believed this Christ would overthrow the Romans and give them peace.
他们认为这个基督会来，会打败罗马政府，带给他们和平。
At this point, John the Baptist appears on the scene.
那施洗约翰这时候在宣讲。
He is proclaiming that the Messiah is coming after him.
他宣讲弥赛亚在他之后会来。
And then when Jesus comes to John, John, by God's guidance, recognizes him as the promised Messiah.
那当耶稣基督出现的时候，由于圣灵的启示，施洗约翰知道耶稣基督就是要来的这个弥赛亚。
The one who would die as a sacrificial lamb to pay for the sins of the world.
他是神的羔羊，会为众人的罪而受死。
And when he points to Jesus saying, Behold the Lamb of God.
所以他指向耶稣基督，他说看哪，神的羔羊。
Two of John's own disciples go to follow Jesus and find out about him.
那当时施洗约翰的两个门徒就开始跟从耶稣基督了。
One is Andrew, the other is probably Philip.
安德烈和腓力。
They spend some time with Jesus and they become convinced that John was right, that this is indeed the Messiah.
他们跟耶稣基督学习一阵之后，他们相信了耶稣就是要来的这个弥赛亚。
The first thing Andrew does after this is to go to his brother Simon and share this good news with him.
那安德烈他去找他的兄弟西门，他跟他传讲了福音。
When we find the Messiah, we want to share that good news with people.
当我们认识到弥赛亚的时候，我们愿意跟别人分享好消息。
Philip does the same thing with Nathanael.
腓力把这个好消息跟拿但业分享了。
They're evangelizing, witnessing, preaching Christ.
他们在为神做见证，宣讲耶稣。
A lot of people today object to doing that.
但今天我们很多人不愿意这样做。
They say, don't force your faith on me, or you're being intolerant.
他说你不要逼我信你所信的东西，你不容忍我。
Does that make sense?
这样的想法对吗？
What if I found a big pile of money and I decided to go out and share it with people?
如果我们今天找到了一罐钱，拿出去跟大家分享。
Do you think anybody will complain?
会有人说这是一个问题吗？
If I had a big stack of gold and I started giving gold to people, do you think they would complain?
如果我们找到很多的黄金，我们跟大家分享，会有人提意见吗？
Would they say, you're intolerant, you're forcing your gold on me?
有人说你太不容忍了，你为什么把你的这个金子给我？
Or food, if people are hungry and I'm giving them food, do you think they'd complain?
如果有人饿了，我愿意把食物跟他们分享，有人会提意见吗？
Andrew and Philip understand that they have found something that is better than money or gold or even food.
那安德烈和菲利找到了比金钱、比黄金、比食物更重要的东西。
Money, gold, food, they're fine for this life, which is short.
所有的物质上的享受对我们今生是重要的，但是非常的短暂。
Salvation through the Messiah is forever.
但我们的永生和得救是永远的。
Infinitely more valuable.
比今世的东西都要更有价值。
So if it's fine to share those other things, the money, the gold, the food, why not share Christ?
如果我们可以分享物质的财富，为什么我们不可以分享耶稣基督呢？
That's what we're doing when you tell people about Jesus.
那我们跟别人分享耶稣基督，我们做的就正是这样的。
So let's look at Nathanael's reaction.
我们看看拿但业是怎么做的。
Read in 1 John 45 to 46.
那我们看约翰福音第一章四十五到四十六节。
Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
腓力找到拿但业，对他说：“我们发现了摩西在律法上所写的和先知们所记的那一位，他就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”
What is the significance of Nathanael's reaction?
那他的这个答案是什么意思呢？
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
The strange answer. What does he mean by it?
这个奇怪的答案是什么意思？
Maybe he meant it to be funny.
也许他就是想要开个玩笑。
Funny little dismissal, shutting down Philip.
他找个借口跟腓力说他没有兴趣。
Really, he's just saying he's not interested. He's shutting off the discussion.
他不想再继续探讨这个问题了。
It's like a lot of people today, when you try to tell them about Jesus, they'll make a joke and they'll just shut off the discussion.
那像今天我们有时候跟其他人分享福音的时候啊，他们就开个玩笑，然后就不愿意再谈下去了。
But possibly that wasn't the reason here.
但也许这并不是原因。
You have to understand what Nazareth was.
我们看看拿但业这个人。
It was a very small provincial town, maybe 50 houses or so at most.
我们看一看这个拿撒勒。拿撒勒这个地方呢，它大概也就有50户人家左右，非常小的一个镇子。
It was up north in Galilee, right near Sepphoris, a major city that was a mix of Jew and Gentile.
它在加利利的北部，它是临近另一个大的城市叫 Sepphoris, 这个城市中混杂着犹太人和外邦人。
It was not viewed favorably by a lot of Jews because the people there were rubbing elbows with Gentiles.
所以很多犹太人鄙视这个地区，他们认为这个地方不是很纯，有犹太人，有外邦人。
So it was a small town. It was disreputable. It was not where you might expect the Messiah to come from if he's going to be your great king.
这个小镇子大多数的犹太人都蔑视的，怎么可能从这个地方出一个先知呢？
Seems Nathanael had his own preconceived notions about the Messiah and was going to reject Jesus because he didn't fit these preconceived notions.
那好像拿但业在这里面他已经有他自己的一些成见了，所以他听到的和他的成见不符合，他已经不要接受耶稣了。
That's his reason for why you shouldn't believe in Jesus.
这是他为什么不接受耶稣基督的原因。
Nazareth, no Messiah's coming from there.
那拿撒勒这个地方怎么可能出什么先知呢？
Now that may seem silly to us today, and it is silly.
那我们想起来，这个可能并不是很好的原因。
But people today have their own preconceptions that they use as pretexts for why you shouldn't believe in Jesus.
那我们今天的人是不是也有这样的成见呢？
For example, science.
那比方说很多人说哦，科学。
Yeah, science. That's why you shouldn't believe in Jesus.
因为科学，所以你不可以接受神。
They've heard that science has disproven the need for God, and they just accept that idea.
那科学证明没有神，所以我们不应该相信神。
It's not true. On the contrary, science proves that there is a God, but these people don't bother to look at the evidence.
那相反的，其实科学证明是有神的，但是很多的人不愿意看这样的证据。
Or this one, there's no historical evidence for Jesus outside the New Testament, so he probably didn't even exist. That's why you shouldn't believe in Jesus.
那有些人说，除了新约圣经之外，没有任何的历史事实证明有耶稣基督的存在，所以我们不能相信他是真的。
And they do not realize that the gospel books are historical evidence of the very best sort.
但这些人没有意识到新约中的四福音就是非常非常精确的历史记载。
What about the problem of pain?
好，我们怎么对待痛苦、苦楚，我们生活中的苦楚？
Why would a good God allow bad things to happen to good people?
为什么一个良善的人可以允许好人遭遇厄运呢？
That's why you shouldn't believe in Jesus.
所以我们不应该相信这个神。
What about those who've never heard the gospel? What happens to them?
那有一些人从来没有机会听到福音，他们会有永生吗？
That's why you shouldn't believe in Jesus.
那所以我们不应该相信耶稣基督。
Now these are fair questions.
这些都是很好的问题。
They do need to be answered, and we do have answers.
我们要回答这些问题，我们也有回，我们也有答案。
But the problem is not asking the questions.
提问题并不是问题。
The problem is if we use these questions and our preconceptions as an excuse not to look at the evidence.
那问题是，如果我们把这些疑问做成一个借口，不去看待，不去看神的话，那就是一个大问题了。
And we do that so we can avoid the reality of God.
那如果我们以此为借口不去相信神，那就是一个问题。
So let's go back to Nathanael and see what happens next.
我们看看拿但业是怎么做的。
Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see."
拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看吧。
Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is not deceit."
耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说，看哪，这是个真正的以色列人，他心里没有任何的诡诈。
See, Philip says, "Come and see," and Nathanael comes.
那腓力说，你来看吧，那拿但业就来看了。
He goes to check it out.
他去看看事实到底是怎么样的。
As if he's thinking, all right, I've got my own ideas about this. I don't think this Jesus is the real deal, but I'm willing to look at the facts.
他心里大概在想，我已经知道这个耶稣大概不是真的，但是我愿意看一看有什么样的证据。
If Philip here thinks he's got something, I'll check it out. What have I got to lose?
那如果腓力说他有证据，那我就去看看，那我能失去什么呢？
See, Nathanael is fair-minded.
他很聪明。
He's got his own ideas, but he's willing to let the other guy make his case.
他有自己的想法，但他愿意去看看别人有什么样的证据。
Convince me. Show me what you've got.
说服我，给我看看你到底有什么。
And that, folks, puts Nathanael into a very special class of people.
所以这就是拿但业非常的与众不同。
Most people just don't do that.
那大部分人都不这样做。
Their mind's already made up, and they're not willing to look at the facts.
他们宁愿服从自己的偏见，他们不愿意去看事实。
But Nathanael is one of those special people who does care about the truth and is willing to examine the evidence.
那拿但业的不同之处就是他愿意看证据。
So what happens then?
然后怎么样了呢？
Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit."
耶稣看见拿但业向他走来，就指着他说，看一个真正的以色列人，他里面没有诡诈。
Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you."
拿但业对耶稣说，你怎么知道我呢？耶稣回答说，腓力叫你之前，你还在无花果树下，我就看见你了。
Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel."
拿但业说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Jesus shows him just a bit of his own credentials.
那耶稣基督就给他了证据。
His supernatural knowledge, his ability to know and see what Nathanael was doing even before he came to Jesus.
Yeah, 他的超自然的知识和能力，在拿但业来到他之前，他就已经知道他了。
And Nathanael again shows he's a very special guy.
那拿但业也表现出他是一个与众不同的人。
Because he does something that so few people do, but everybody should. He goes where the facts take him.
那他做了我们大家都该做的事，也就是跟着事实走。
He went there thinking Jesus is not the real deal, but the facts showed him otherwise, and Nathanael does a complete turnaround.
他去的时候，他并不认为耶稣基督是神，但是当他看到了事实，他就开始转变了。
Faced with proof that his worldview was wrong, what does he do?
当他的世界观受到挑战的时候，他怎么做了呢？
What would most people do?
大部分人会怎么样做呢？
I'm sorry to say, most people would just ignore it.
大部分人就选择忽略他。
They go into cognitive dissonance, they bury the facts, they don't think about it.
他们进入一个认知失调的状态，他们不去看事实。
Nathanael is too wise to do that.
拿但业非常的聪明。
He admits he's wrong and he acknowledges Jesus as the Son of God.
他承认自己错了，他认识到耶稣基督是人子。
And he must do that and so must me, so must we.
如果拿但业这样做了，我们也应该这样做。
The stakes here are too high to do otherwise, because if Jesus is who he says he is, everyone's eternal destiny depends on acknowledging that.
那如果我们不这样做的话，我们的赌注就非常高，因为如果耶稣基督是他所宣称的那一位，我们的永生就掌握在他的手中。
The funny thing here is that even Jesus thought Nathanael came on board really quickly.
连耶稣基督都认为拿但业转变得非常快。
Like one example of superficial knowledge, that's enough to convince you. You'll see a lot more than that.
他说我看见你在无花果树下，你就信吗？你将会看到比这更大的事。
He promised more proofs.
那耶稣基督说他会给更多的证据。
And why? Because he was making extraordinary claims.
为什么呢？是因为他做出了非常的奇特的宣称。
He is God the Son come into the world to save sinners.
他宣称他是神的儿子，来到世间来救罪人。
All must honor him, even as he honors the as they honor the Father.
那如果我们相信父神的话，我们就要相信人子。
He's not the only one who made extraordinary claims like these.
他并不是唯一做这样宣称的人。
Muhammad did, Krishna did, Buddha did.
那穆罕默德也宣称是神 ，Krishna， 印度教的神也宣称是神，佛祖也宣称是神。
But Jesus was the only one willing and able to back it up with proof.
那只有耶稣基督给我们看到了事实。
Jesus never called for blind faith.
耶稣基督并没有要我们盲目的相信。
He didn't ask Nathanael for blind faith. He doesn't ask you for blind faith.
他没有要拿但业盲目的相信他，也没有要我们盲目的相信他。
He offers proof.
他给我们看证据。
He fulfilled ancient prophecies.
他是远古的预言实现。
He did miracles, what he calls works.
他做了神迹，也就是神派他来所做的工。
The greatest work is when he points to in the very next chapter his own resurrection from the dead.
那最大的神迹，也就是从死里复活。
And herein is the answer to the question in the title of this sermon.
那所以我们今天的讲到的主题呢，我们也得到了解答。
Why you shouldn't believe in Jesus?
为什么你不要信耶稣呢？
Here's Jesus' own answer from John 10:37. He says, "If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me."
那耶稣基督给我们的答案是在约翰福音十章三十七节：“我若不行我父的事，你们就不必信我。”
That is the only valid reason not to believe in Jesus.
这是唯一的理由，我们可以不相信耶稣基督。
You should not believe in Jesus if he did not do the miracles, if he did not rise from the dead.
如果耶稣基督没有行任何神迹，没有从死里复活，我们不必相信他。
Muhammad did no miracles. Muhammad did not rise from the dead. Do not believe him.
那穆罕默德他没有做任何的神迹，也没有从死里复活，我们不必相信他。
Krishna did not do miracles. Krishna did not rise from the dead. Do not believe him.
那 Krishna 也没有做神迹，也没有从死里复活，我们没有必要相信他的宣称。
Buddha did not do miracles. Buddha did not rise from the dead. Do not believe him.
那佛祖也没有从死里复活，没有做神迹，我们没有必要相信他。
But Jesus did miracles and Jesus rose from the dead.
但是耶稣基督行了神迹，也从死里复活。
And he goes on to say in this same verse, "If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, Though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him.
那在约翰福音十章三十八节，耶稣基督继续说：“我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，这样你们就会知道并体会父在我里面，我也在父里面。”
And he did the works, and so we must believe in him.
他做了神迹，行了神所要他做的工，我们要相信他是神。
This is where the evidence leads, and like Nathanael.Regardless of our presuppositions or our questions, we must believe in him, and we can know he is true.
那我们看到这些证据，像拿但业一样，我们要知道并承认耶稣基督是神，他是唯一的真神。
Our faith is not blind, but based on the firm evidence he gave us.
我们的信仰并不是虚空的，是建立在坚实的事实基础上。
There's one more way we should be like Nathanael.
那从拿但业身上我们还可以学到什么呢?
Soon as the evidence comes in, we must believe.
当我们看到证据的时候,我们要选择相信。
He did not put it off.
他没有说就忽视了这样的事实。
He did not dither about it.
他没有转头不看。
As soon as he saw Jesus' evidence, he said to him, You are the Son of God, you are the Messiah.
他看到耶稣给他的证据,他马上说,你是人子,你是弥赛亚。
He did not put off the decision, neither must we.
他没有再等，我们也不要再等待了。
The story is told, a whimsical story. Once upon a time, there was Satan wanting to mislead people, and of course, there are more and more people, there are people coming into hell.
那有一个小故事，说在很久以前，这个撒旦他要迷惑众人的心，让他们能够进地狱。那有一些人陆陆续续地进了地狱。
There's a steady influx into hell.
那总是有隔一段就会有一些人进到地狱。
But Satan wants more.
但是撒旦希望更多的人可以进地狱。
He calls his top three demons to him.
他叫了他的三个最高阶层的这个魔鬼。
He says to the first one, "We need more people coming to hell. Go up there, mislead them, tell them stuff, get more people coming in."
他对这第一个恶魔说，他说我们需要更多的人能进地狱，所以你出去，你去迷惑他们，你让他们可以来这里。
So the first demon goes up and they wait a week, 2 weeks, and there's no increase in the number of people coming to hell.
这个第一个小鬼他去到世界上一个星期两个星期没有人来。
Satan calls him back and says, what did you tell the people?
那撒旦问他说你跟人说了什么呀？
Oh, he says, I told him, you know, just live for yourself, just, you know, have greed, go for money, go for the big houses, go for the women.
那那个魔鬼说，我告诉他们就要为自己而活，去赚钱，去买大房子，去交朋友。
And Satan says, I've been telling that for a long time. We need something new to get more people in here.
那这个撒旦说哇，我已经告诉人这些事情，告诉了很久了，我们需要有些新的点子。
He sends a second demon up with the same instructions. Nothing happens for 2 weeks. The demon comes back and Satan questions him.
那第二个恶魔出去了两周之后又没有人来，他把他招回来问他。
What did you tell them?
那你跟大家说了什么？
The demon says, I told him, you know, well, Jesus doesn't exist, there's no God, evolution is true, there's no meaning to life.
他说我跟他们讲没有耶稣基督没有神进化论是正确的你的生活就是没有意义的。
Satan says, I've been telling that for a long time, I need something new to get more people here.
撒旦说我也讲这个讲了很久了我们需要一些新的点子新的想法。
Turns to the third demon says, you're my last hope, go up there, give him something new, come on.
他把第三个这个恶魔派出去了他说你是我最后的希望了 你赶快想办法。
The demon departs, 1 week goes by, another day, 1 week, 6 days, no more people coming in, and then on the last day, suddenly huge numbers of people are flooding into hell.
哇这个 demon, 这个恶魔走了之后第一周没有人来第二周一二三四到第六天还没有人来到第七天就好像这个地狱的门就大开了所有的人就都跑下来了。
And Satan is beside himself. He calls back the demon and says, quick, 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 tell me what you told them. It works so well. Tell me what it is.
Satan 说你跟他们讲了什么这个太有用了太管用了。
Demon says, I told them Jesus is Lord.
啊他说我跟他们讲耶稣基督是神。
Satan's chin is down to there.
他这个撒旦的下巴都快掉了。
You say, yeah, Jesus says, believe in Jesus.
Yeah, 他说我给大家讲要相信耶稣基督。
Say, how is that getting people into hell? That's the way to keep them out of here.
撒旦说这怎么能让他们进地狱呢？这样他们就没有办法进地狱了。
The demon says, I added one little detail.
那这个第三个恶魔他说我加了另一个细节。
I said, do it tomorrow.
他说明天再进。
Don't worry about it, I got lots of time.
不要担心，你有很多的时间。
Just do it tomorrow.
明天再进也不迟。
And for so many people, tomorrow never comes.
那这些人呢，他们都没有等到明天。
Do not put off your decision for Jesus.
所以不要做信心上的决定，不要再等了。
Do it today.
我们今天就要做决定。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
天父啊。
We thank you that you have not left us to wonder.
我们感谢您没有让我们流离失所。
There's so many who call for allegiance, who claim to be from God, but your Son Jesus, whom you send, has shown through your evidences, through your works, that He is the truth.
有这么多的人来都宣称是先知，宣称是神，但只有你的儿子耶稣基督给我们看了确确实实的证据。
Lord, we pray that you will stir up the hearts of people, that they will be willing to get past their preconceptions and look at the facts that your Son has provided.
我们求您可以鼓动大家的心，可以让我们看到我们的偏见，可以超越我们的偏见，可以接受您所摆在我们面前的事实。
And that they will not ignore these facts, but bow the knee to you.
我们不要忽略事实，却要向您屈膝。
And that they will not put it off until maybe too late, but that they may do it now.
我们不要等到明天，我们今天就要口里称是，心里说是。
We thank you, Lord, for this salvation through your Son, Jesus.
我们感谢您给了您的儿子耶稣基督，我们可以得救。
In his name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.